Thank you for calling apartments. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm calling you from the International Space Station up in space. You know?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. What are you talking about? No, I'm not. Why would I lie about that?
How can I help you?
Well, I dropped a socket wrench. I was doing a spacewalk, and I think it landed in the, like, the courtyard area of your apartments there. Could you go check?
Seriously?
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry, it's so inconvenient. It's like a standard size socket wrench, and it says property of NASA on it. It's like stamped on it.
This isn't a joke?
No, not at all. Why would I joke about this?
Oh, because it just totally sounds like a joking phone call.
Oh, no, ma'am, no, not at all. It's just, it's like property of NASA. I don't think, I don't want someone to pick it up and it ends up on eBay.
It's
made of titanium and...
Yeah.
Probably space radiation on it.
Yeah, I'll have to just do a walk around my premises.
Okay.
And then how can I reach you to
let
you know that I found it?
I can hold.
Oh, it's going to take me longer. It's 4 buildings on this property.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's probably glowing. You know, it's been through space. It survived the re-entry and everything, and it's probably red hot and is radioactive. But it's not dangerous.
Okay.
It's just radioactive. Don't.
Okay, so obviously don't touch it.
Oh, no, you can touch it. Maybe just pick it up with a handkerchief or something.
Okay.
All right. I could just call back, like an hour or something.
Yeah, maybe like in 20 minutes or so, that should be just fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for checking, ma'am.
Yeah, and what's your name again?
My name is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the International Space Station.
Okay. Wow, you guys can really zero in then and see where things fall then, huh?
Yeah. I was looking through binoculars and I can see straight down there and I saw that it landed. It's like right in the middle of the buildings. Like how the buildings are arranged is kind of like right in the center, kind of.
Okay. So it's okay to touch it even though it's radioactive? I don't know if I feel comfortable.
Oh, no, it's a different kind of radiation. No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's like the kind of radiation that you get from turning on an incandescent light bulb.
Okay.
So it's fine. It's fine. It's probably all cooled off by now anyway.
Okay, I'll go take a look, and if you just want to give me a call back in 20 minutes, I'll let you know if I found it.
Okay, 20 minutes. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What was your name again?
My name's Jessica.
Okay, thank you so much, Jessica.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
It's been, looks like 25 minutes now since I talked to Jessica. So let's give Jessica a quick call, see if she found my socket wrench yet.
Thank you for calling my apartments. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. It's Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton again from the space station.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, did you happen to find that socket wrench?
I did not at all.
Oh, man. Huh, okay.
And I walked around all of our buildings.
Yeah.
Unless you can let me know exactly where you're seeing it, then I can go see it.
Oh, we've at this point, we've passed by, so I can't even look down there anymore with my binoculars, but it seemed like it was out in the middle. I wonder if maybe a resident found it and picked it up. Maybe you could send out emails or a poster or something, like ask all the residents if they found NASA's socket wrench.
I looked around and just didn't see anything.
Okay, well, if it turns up, do you think you could give me a call back at the number on your caller ID?
I don't have a caller ID.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the number here.
Okay.
It's area code 321, and then the phone number is 420-6969. That's the direct line to the space station. Just ask for Tuck.
Oh, okay. When you were looking down, it wasn't in a parking lot. You said it was in the grass.
Yeah, I thought it was it looked like grass from up here.
Yeah, okay. Because I checked all of my grass areas.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because from space, grass is blue and parking lots are more of like a green gray. So it's hard to tell the difference sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for looking. I really appreciate the help.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Sorry I couldn't locate it for you.
It's no problem. Either way, you've served your country, and We're very proud of you.
Okay, well, have fun up in space.
Okay, thanks. Have fun down there, not being in space. Must be boring.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Pendleton, away!
You're listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 448. This one is sponsored by Curaz, who's a supporter on everything. Thanks, Curaz, for being a supporter on everything for years now, pretty much forever, since the beginning. A good place to support The Snowplow Show is, of course, the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelizers. But if you're not a Patreon supporter, this is the perfect time for you to help support the PLA with our 2018 coin Kickstarter. Just go to kickstarter.com and search for Phone Losers of America. We're in there. The Kickstarter has met its goal. The coins are happening. It's up to $1,600 right now with 87 supporters. 18 days to go. And that's pretty much exactly what it's going to cost me. I got my quote from the coin company. And I added a fourth type of metal. We're going to get gold coins too. That's why it's getting so pricey. But I still want to do the lapel pins. And I'm most likely going to do those no matter what. But it sure would help if there was just a few hundred dollars more, because I got a quote from those lapel pin people, and they want about $400 to make 200 lapel pins, which probably means you're not going to have much chance of getting a lapel pin unless you're supporting on the Kickstarter or on the Patreon. So you better do it. Kickstarter.com. Go do it right now. I only have one other update, really. I got this email from Anthony. And he says, "Hey Brad, longtime listener, huge fan here. I have a cartoon series on YouTube. My newest episode has a phone store in it, and I put your Bell logo on the sign. I thought you might get a kick out of it. You may remember me emailing you last year and putting your Bell logo on a cactus in the Out of Gas episode. Yes, I do remember that. Check it out if you'd like. Keep up the good work on your shows." And I'm going to put a link to his video in the show notes, because for nearly 3 entire seconds... the PLA logo is in this video. It's totally worth going to watch.
"Hey, Mom, when are you going to let me have a cell phone? It seems like everybody at school has one except for me."
"Oh, I don't know. Those can get pretty expensive."
It's kind of like a public service announcement cartoon. It's good stuff. It's called New Cell Phone by Scrawny Cartoons. One more quick thing. If your podcast feed or your email notifications or whatever blew up for phonelizers.org, sorry. I messed up again, okay? I'm sorry. I was setting up feed syndication for the Brad's Cactus Shack stuff because, oh yeah, I did another payphone show where you could call my payphone. It was a Facebook stream that I did last night. I took calls for about an hour on the payphone. If you missed it, that's what you get for not being on Facebook at the exact same time I happened to go on the air. It was a fun show. I talked to a bunch of weirdos. I learned about the Couch Gang, and you can listen to that show by going to phonelosers.org now. Fuck going to notla.com. Because now the feed is syndicated on phonelosers.org, and hopefully it shows up in your feeds. Anyway, sorry about all the additional posts in your feeds. I didn't mean to do that. It was an accident. Okay, I think it's time to get started with the show. I did a live show earlier today. I figured I would just do an hour and a half or so, and it turned into 3 hours. And then after that, I had to do 3 hours of show editing, and I've gotten it down to about an hour and 48 minutes. That's why I probably won't get the show posted until tomorrow. So this is a live show that I did on Mixlr and Shoutcast based on a list that Max Power sent me. Enjoy!
"Hey there! I'm Mr. Biggs from the Stick It with Mr. Biggs podcast. And when I work with glues and adhesives, I like to listen to the Snowplow Show, because that's what it says here on the paper. Not familiar, in all honesty. Never heard of this."
So hey everyone, it's a live show. Banana What's His Face wants to know why I'm doing one now. What's that supposed to mean? What's your problem? I got a list here from What's His Face? Max Power. Max Power here with another list. I did some digging online and found various classified ad listings from homeowner association communities. The following are ads from the homeowners association. I don't understand where he's getting these, though. Yeah, I don't know. Is it Craigslist? Is it Facebook HOA ads? But basically, it looks like Craigslist. It's people selling things. Like this first one is selling a Leader's whitewash rattan table with stools. 30-inch glass top. Call Robert if interested. So, yeah, I guess I could call as the Homeowners Association. Or, like, I like this one on the end, actually, first. I'm going to try this one first. I'm going to change my caller ID. The bad thing about these is I'm probably going to have to change my caller ID every couple numbers. So that might slow me down a bit. This guy is looking for a used car. So let me try and do this thing here.
Hello?
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yes.
And we saw that you posted a classified looking for a used car.
Oh, no, I'm all set. I found one.
You found a used car. You found a used car?
Yes, I did. Okay. So I'm all set. Thank you for calling.
Ma'am, listen to me. Yeah. Don't hang up. You understand that you can't have used cars here at the Homeowners Association. Are you trying to make this whole place look like a bunch of hobos live here? I'm serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm probably one of them then.
Well, you can't be. What are you going to do?
All right, thank you.
You going to put it on your lawn or something? You can't do that. It's against the rules. Why isn't she getting mad at me? I thought that was a great premise. All right, let me find that on the list and delete it. Hold on, let me call her back. What the hell, lady? Laughing at me. You can't do that. Hey,
hello,
ma'am. You cannot.
No, please. I don't know who you are, but I'm busy right now. Please don't keep calling me.
Well, I'm from the Homeowners Association, ma'am. You can't do this. All right. Hey, did I mention that I am on the Shoutcast today, and it's actually working as far as I know? I went to the website and I listened and I could hear myself. So if you need to save bandwidth, then there's a Shoutcast today. Because who doesn't like Shoutcast in 2018? Number 4, free table. Solid oak with a light stain. Glass inserts. I should ask what the stain is. The legs come off easily for transport in a car. Call Victoria if interested. It's got stains on it. That's gross.
Hello?
Hi, is Victoria around?
She's not.
Where is she?
Who's calling?
Well, what are you getting upset with me? This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Well,
she was selling.
Think
it.
About what you just said.
I asked for Victoria. That's all.
And you asked if she was available. I said she isn't. And I said, who's calling?
Right. And I told you I'm Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay. So, do you want to leave a message?
No, not really. But why are you upset with me? Like, what did I do wrong?
Well, you didn't do anything wrong, but I can't tell you how many calls I have gotten today that are spammy calls, and I assumed yours was as well.
Okay.
So my apologies.
All right. Apology accepted, I guess. Yeah, so how much is she selling that solid oak table for?
The one that's got that's on Craigslist?
Yeah, is it on Craigslist? Is that where she put it, or did she put it somewhere else?
Well, she put it on Craigslist, and I think it's on the webpage as well.
Ah.
So $10 takes it.
I see. And how much was she planning on giving to the Homeowners Association?
Huh?
Well, she didn't register this sale with the Homeowners Association, so it seems like she's trying to sell a table without giving us our commission.
I'm not aware of any of that.
Yeah, we usually just take 20%.
Okay, well, you'll get your 20%.
Okay, well,
that's a new one.
Oh, no, this is
new.
No,
new for us.
Yeah.
Not a new process, just new for us. We were completely unaware of that.
It's how it's always been. You can't be just trying to sell things without letting us know first. It's a Homeowners Association rule. It's in the rule book. You need to brush up on your rule book, sir.
Well, I'm at a loss as to what you're saying. So we submitted everything through the website. Mm-hmm. So how would the association be unaware of it?
Well, you have to fax in the paperwork. You have to download the forms online, then fax it in, fill it out. And, you know, we'll just take 20% of anything that you sell while you live here. So, you know, even if it's a car or a trailer or anything like that, it's just to keep people from running businesses out of their home, like it seems like Victoria probably is. And, you know, you're using homeowners association roads, stuff like that. We gotta recoup our expenses here for your wife to run her business.
So tell me again who you are.
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay. And what position do you hold within the association?
I'm the comptroller's office.
Okay. So help me here. I go on the website. I fill out the form that's on the website. Yep. And you're saying, in addition to that, I have to complete some kind of a document and fax it in to the association?
Yeah, you have to download the PDF, or you can come over and, you know, just pick some up in person if you want, and then you have to fax them back in. And just tell us how much you're going to sell the thing for. And then there's a separate form for when you actually sell it, in case you give someone a discount or whatever. And, you know, we'll take that into account. And, you know, you just owe 20%.
Interesting. Okay, so you're not calling because you're interested in the table.
No.
You're calling to make me aware that we're doing it incorrectly?
Yeah, well, I sort of pretended to be interested. It was kind of a ruse, just to make sure you weren't trying to pull a fast one on us, you and Victoria, trying to scam the Homeowners Association. But, no, you admitted that it was $10 and not free.
Unbelievable. So, okay.
What's unbelievable?
What part don't you believe? Wait a minute. Let me finish, okay? So if we sell this, you get $2.
Yes.
If we don't sell this, do we owe you something?
No. We don't take anything. There's no listing fee yet. We tried that for a while and people didn't like it. So no, there's no fee for listing.
Okay. Well, I was really happy when I thought you wanted to buy this thing.
Really? Because, for just $10?
Yeah,
you really need the money that bad?
We want to get rid of it.
Yeah. Why don't you give it away for free then? If you do it for free, it's just $1.
I would do that. So on the website, if I change it to free,
mm-hmm.
do I still have to fill out any paperwork?
Yeah, it's $1. We call that the free fee. But here's the thing, and maybe I shouldn't be telling you this, but if you were to sell it to somebody for 10 cents instead of for free, then you have to just give us a penny. But you have to fill out the paperwork and pay taxes on it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I appreciate the information, and we will know better for next time.
Okay, I appreciate you coming clean about trying to scam the Homeowners Association by not filling out the paperwork.
No scam intended, believe me. Well,
kind of seems like it. Have you ever sold anything there before without doing the paperwork, since you're pretending that you don't know about it?
Well, hold on a second. That's a hell of an assumption on your part.
Oh, I don't know. Like, you're selling tables all willy-nilly.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
You're assuming that I am pretending like I don't know this?
Well, we have a lot of people
don't know me.
Yeah, but a lot of people try to pull the same scam.
I don't care what a lot of people do. You're talking about me, sir.
Yeah, but, you know.
What do you mean, yeah, but you know? I think it's incredible that you would talk to somebody and you represent the association.
Everybody makes the same claim just like you are right now, but then we catch them.
I don't care what everybody else makes. You are making a personal assumption about me, and I take quite offense to that.
Okay.
I got on your website. I put on everything there. I spoke with some woman, I don't remember, Trixie or something, who helped me do this. Mm-hmm. Nothing was ever mentioned about what you're talking about, and we don't make a habit of trying to scam anybody.
Okay. Well, I hope not, because we're going to have people watching your house, and if we see someone... If we see someone leave with the table, you know, it's going to... We've got neighbors, certain, like, their quote-unquote neighborhood watch. They watch people and, you know, keep an eye out for scammers like you.
So, you're calling me a scammer
No,
again?
I'm just saying if you were to do something like that, we're just so you know, we're watching. Like, we're like Santa Claus over here.
It's 8 o'clock at night. Are you
Thank
in
you.
The office right now?
I'm calling from home right now. The office is closed. It'll be open
when
tomorrow.
When will you be in the office? I want to meet you.
I'll be in around 9 in the morning.
Okay. I will see you tomorrow. And give me your name again.
This is Steve Dave. What are you going to come in and like, what, is this a threat or something? I mean, I'm just saying you got to follow the rules just like everyone else.
Steve, your last name, please?
Days, D-A-Y-S.
D-A-Y-S.
Yep.
And you are a homeowner in...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I live here, too. I'm one of the neighborhood watch people. I watch all of my neighbors, make sure they're not, you know, trying to run businesses out of their home, like Victoria.
Will you stop saying that about my wife?
Well,
this is not a business, sir.
Well, we don't know that.
I just told you it's not a business. Now, you're really pissing me off, buddy.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to do that.
Well, you are doing it. I will see you tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. If we find out that you have been... Oh, man. Someone said that he would have to destroy the table in front of us. I wanted to say that, but nope. We've gotten reports about Victoria before. All right, so next, number 3. I'm going backwards. That was number 4. Now we're doing number 3. A Serta Comfort Queen mattress with adjustable base and vibrator. only 3 years old. No stains. Must sell. $475. Call Henry if interested. Any crazy ideas for this one, you guys? Oh, by the way, on that last one I just did... I asked him how much it was before noticing that it actually said free table. It said it was completely free. And then he just springs it on me that it's $10. I wonder if he knew that it was free. And he's like, oh, this guy is asking. I may as well make a few bucks. Impress Victoria. So see, he kind of is a scammer. All right, so yeah, I'm going to just call this one. See where it goes. I'm going to call Henry.
Hello?
Hi, is Henry Brown?
Hold on just a second, please.
Okay, who's this?
This is his daughter, Ellen.
Oh, hey, Ellen. What you doing there?
I live here now.
Oh, okay. Don't bite my head off. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association, so you don't want to get on my bad side.
Okay.
I can start enforcing stupid little rules and make your guys' life a living hell.
Uh-oh, what did I do wrong?
No, I'm just saying, you snapped at me. You, like, bit my head off when you said you live here now, and I don't know.
Because I didn't know who you were. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I guess I forgive you just this once, but you're on thin ice. That's strike one.
I am so sorry. I didn't know who you were. I'm sorry.
Yep, this is Steve Dave, Homeowners Association Comptroller's Office.
Okay.
Don't make me give you a biting my head off fee.
Okay, I won't, because I don't have the money to pay for it.
Yeah, it's expensive. You got to watch it.
I know it is, yes. Very. Hold on a second, I'll get my dad for you, okay?
Okay, what's he doing?
He is cleaning out the desk.
Oh, okay. Like, frantically, like a... Like
just getting rid of old stuff and cleaning up the desk because it's annoying him.
Okay. I thought he might be, like, shoving things through the shredder like Saul Goodman or something?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. No, he's just cleaning up all the pens and pencils that he's accumulated over the years.
Ah, it's pin. Pin. P-E-N.
Pen?
Yeah, P-E-N. Pin.
And, no, he's got pens and pencils.
Oh. Oh.
He's got lots of stuff.
Yeah. Lots of pens and pencils.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on just one second and I'll get them for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bite your head off.
It's okay. I'm almost over it.
Okay. Please get over it. If you like, you can come over for a drink and I'll, you know, or a piece of cake or something and I'll make it up to you.
We're not allowed to take bribes, ma'am. We're like basically like police officers.
Oh, okay. That wasn't a bribe. It was an invitation.
Well, yeah, that's what someone would say to a police officer. I was just inviting you to take this $50 in cash.
I think I better be quiet before I get myself into any more trouble.
Yep, you watch it, lady.
Hold on just one second, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Henry. It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I was just talking to your daughter. She was very rude. She bit my head off. It's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're in the throes of moving, that is not a happy way to live right now. Because it's tough.
Is she
trying to pack everything up and unpack and figure what you're taking and all? It's going to be a tough one. I tell you, I didn't even suffer going into service and fighting the Chinese compared to what it is to sell a house and move. Really?
Yeah. Are you moving out or is she moving in?
No, I'm moving out.
Oh, okay. Like the Billy Joel
song. I don't know where she's going to be because I'm going into a nursing home. And this way I should be in there maybe before the end of the year anyway.
I see. Okay. Well, that's great. Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Yep.
So what else is new?
nothing much. I was calling to let you know we're gonna be letting some Somalians move in your backyard.
Some what?
Some Somalians, refugees.
Yes.
We're gonna be setting up some tents in your backyard and on your front yard.
You gotta be kidding.
No, just ten total, like two in the front, eight in the back. And they're just going to be staying there for a few months, probably until after summer.
Yes.
And then, yeah, it's just, got to put them somewhere, you know.
Well, whose idea was that?
It was ours. It was mine, personally. I'm like, you know what? We could help out. You know, the government, they give us a little bit of money for this. I'm like, we could just go put them in Henry's yard.
No, not in Henry's yard.
Yeah, no, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have... They're going to be there next week to set up the tents and the porta potties.
You got to be. Are you serious, or you pulling my leg?
Oh no, I'm completely serious. It's just going to be for a few months. That's all. Just until after summer. That's all. But the good thing is,
whose idea was that?
It was mine. It was mine. But then, Ed, he approved it.
Who approved it?
Ed here at the Homeowners Association. He's like, yep, that's a good way to make a little bit of extra cash here.
Ed in a homeowners association? I don't understand. The homeowners association, the big club, has nothing to do with the little club. I was president of the little club, and I was told to stay out of that big club and not have anything to do with it because they have their own rules and regulations, and we have our own rules and regulations. So if Ed is doing that without getting the okay out of our organization, that's not right.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever.
Well, no, it's not right. I was president of this place, and I fought hard to get everything right here. And if somebody is coming up with an idea like that without, asking somebody, it's not fair. It is not fair as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
we had two dumb guys renting here the other day, and they were knocking on people's doors asking for money for cigarettes and everything, and everybody was so frightened of them, they didn't know where they came from, who they were. They just moved in by the bank, and they just moved out the other day. And believe me, everybody says, thank God they're gone, because they were two weirdos. They'd be sitting on a front lawn, laying on a lawn in the rain, smoking cigarettes. And I says, what's wrong with these guys? Are they crazy or something? Well, and they just moved away the other day.
They're probably just enjoying nature, you know? They're free spirits out there hanging out, laying out in the lawn, having a smoke.
Now one other
like
thing,
the good old
before
days.
We go any further, whose approval did you get from to have this thing done?
Well, Ed's the main guy. Ed said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Ed, and there's nobody Ed in I know all the presidents and all the people. I don't know who you're talking about. Ed who?
Do you know Steve Dave?
Who?
Do you know Steve Dave?
No.
Yeah, well, you know, things have changed. There's new people coming in, going out. But yeah, I don't need approval for shit. I just, I'm just a go-getter. I'm a loose cannon around here. I'm just like, you know what? We'll just put those Somalian refugees over in Richard's lawn, or in Henry's lawn. Richard wouldn't stand for it, so we decided to.
I won't stand for it either, because I'm afraid that if somebody's going to hurt my daughter, and my daughter
what?
Is my pride and joy,
no.
And she's my caregiver, and when people stop her on the street and say they want money for cigarettes and everything, we have to really complain about that.
The Somalians don't smoke.
I'm sorry, but I still can't understand who gave you the permission to do that. Somebody in this phase, I was president of phase one. We have eight phases here in Andover. Mm. And you'd have to get the okay from all eight phase presidents for them to do something.
Oh, don't be silly.
For you to suit them.
Don't be silly. We just do it without asking, and they'll see what a good idea it is.
You can't do that. You can't do that. It's against our regulations. I'm sorry, but it's against our regulations.
Look, the Somalians, they're going to mow the lawn for free. They're going to make you dinner.
I'm not interested.
They're going to be out there cooking. They're going to have a campfire.
I'm not interested in any of that. All I know is that you have to have the permission to do something like that. You just can't go ahead and do it in God's way, because even God doesn't do that. God gets permission from his people who pray to him.
Come on. So, do you think God like goes through all the phases and fills out paperwork and stuff? We're just being free spirits like those cigarette smokers out in the lawn.
Well, I'm against it. I'm against it.
Looking at the stars.
I'm sorry, but I'm against it.
Enjoying the rain on their face.
I'm against it. I'm sorry to say, if you do something like that, I'm going to carry a loaded gun. And
whoa,
if somebody gets in my way, I'm going to shoot. Believe me, and I mean it. I'm a former Marine, and I was taught to kill first and ask questions later.
Hey there. Come on. Settle down. We don't no threatening to kill people and stuff.
Well, if somebody's going to try to attack me, I'm going to try to make sure he doesn't attack me or my daughter.
No, nobody's attacking anyone. We know who these people are. They're nice Somalians.
I still don't understand how you got the right to do that from a whole agency where we pay our taxes, we pay everything, and to have somebody come in from this clear blue sky with other people, it's not right. It is not right. I'm sorry to say.
So,
and I don't want to carry any more conversation about this. And I'm going to check with my other people here and find out why you're going to be doing something like this. And, I mean, we don't want to have a lot of people going crazy around here all at once.
Nobody's going crazy. Like, I don't see what the problem is. They're just nice Somalian people, like nice Somalian refugees, women and children and everyone.
I know that. I fought for the people in Korea, and I came back safe and sound, and I have all the good feelings in the world for the Koreans, but I sure as hell don't have all the good feeling for the Chinese, because when I saw them, what the Chinese did, I said, up to this date, I worked for Chinese people, and I warned them. I said, look, I killed better Chinese than you, so you better just behave yourself. And the guy brought me Chinese food the next day, apologizing and everything, because he was picking on Americans. And nobody picks on an American, and nobody picks on a Marine, neither. So, no, I don't understand. You just can't pull things down out of the hat like that. You understand? You just can't do that. So, because it's not right to the people around here.
So should I mark you down as a no then, and I'll just try Larry?
I mark me down with a big no, the biggest no you can write.
Well, no,
10 foot high.
There's
no.
Only, come on, the paper's not that big. It's just a little checkbox.
Well, I'm telling you, it's big as far as I'm concerned.
We're just trying to bully someone into agreeing to it, so we can just do it, make our money, and I guess you're saying
I don't
no.
want to be bullied. And I pay my full money and everything here to have a place to live that's nice and peaceful, and to bring people in that you don't know, and don't tell me you don't know, because you don't know.
Oh,
everybody has their own
nice.
Way of thinking and everything. So how can you say that the people are going to be nice people? How can you?
Well, you can't.
I mean,
assume.
Nobody can prove. But it's they're going to be in our way, first of all. Because we've had a guy that thought he wanted to be a country singer, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, he used to play his radio full blast and play his guitar so that he can make believe that he's a country singer. We told him he couldn't do that; it was against the rules.
Oh, that's
but
mean.
He was told that he can do anything he wants. And I mean, so you're pulling the same thing that you're doing anything you want, and you expect the people go for that? No, I'm sorry to say no. I'm sorry.
You probably crushed his dreams of being a musician. Like, he may have, like, made it big, but then you had to come in and tell him to shut up. That was terrible.
Well, no, we didn't tell him to shut up. We told him to behave, because
basically.
There's rules and regulations here, and he was going against all the rules and regulations. That's why you get lawyers to take rules and regulations, and you follow rules and regulations. But to move people in out of the clear blue sky without anything, no, it's wrong. It is wrong.
You know what I would have done? I would have just laid out in his lawn, smoked my cigarettes, and enjoyed the music while the rain hit my face. Stared up at the stars.
We try to be nice. That's one thing. We try to be nice. But that's a new one on me. And where this idea came from, I don't know who it was, but I think you should have had a little bit more permission from the right people in order to do that.
The white people?
If you'd have got the right rule, if you got the right permission, I'd say, okay, fine. But I don't know who you are.
Well,
and I've never met you. So how do I know who you are, whether you're not lying to me over the telephone right now?
Oh, no, really? I wouldn't lie. I'm a Christian.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I'm a Christian. And, yeah, it sounds like you just assume the worst about people. I bet these Somalians are really nice people. I bet you Larry will take them. I'm going to try Larry next, and Larry will. I'll try and bully him into letting them in his yard, and I bet you he'll do it.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but I don't expect anybody to be coming in my yard and doing anything in my yard, because we don't do anything in our yards. Around here, people don't have time to sit out in their yards.
Yeah.
People are either going to the doctors constantly or dropping dead from being sick. So there's not too many people that sit out in the lawns here or sit out in front of their garages and have tea for two at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We don't do that on the street.
You know,
and I can tell you right now, I'm here 20 years, and I know they never did that, and that nobody has ever done that.
It's a new thing we're doing. And you know what? You're probably going to hear their music, because the Somalians love to play Somalian music. It's like a religious thing that they do. Like late at night, they play music to the moon.
I still think that you're pulling my leg. I still think you're pulling my
still,
leg.
Still, this is the first I've heard of this. You don't think I'm for real?
What's that?
Why would I be pulling your leg? That wouldn't make sense.
Well, because I don't know who you are. That's why. Okay? I mean, it would have been nice if you came and knocked on my door and said, can I talk with you? I would have said, yeah, I would have.
I'm afraid to now.
But if you're talking over the telephone, I don't know anything about it. And right now, I am tied up here because I got a pile of junk in the middle of the floor, and I don't want somebody to get hurt in the house here right now.
Pens and pencils, so, right?
Well, all I know is that if you're going to do something like that, and if you got the okay, fine. I'm all for it. Really, you understand?
Yep. We're gonna try and get Larry to do it. We'll try and fool him into accepting.
Who is Larry? Who are you talking about, Larry? I don't know anybody, Larry, around here.
He lives way around the corner on the other side of the block.
Uh huh.
Yep. Good old Larry.
No, I don't know.
Larry,
all right,
Larry and Carol.
Ed, let me have your name, please. Your last name.
Oh, I don't have a last name. I had it legally changed, so I just have two first names. It's Steve Dave.
What's that?
Steve Dave.
How do you spell that?
It's S. S is in C. T is in tsunami. E is in I. V is in five. E is in I. And then Dave. D is in W. A is an R.
Okay. Well, all right. Like I say, I have to get off the phone now because I got a lot of little things all over the place here, and I don't want my
pencils.
Daughter to trip and hurt herself.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're going to do something like that, all you have to do is, like I say, tell the people around here, and you'd see that people would say yes. But, you know, to call out of the clear blue sky and say you're going to do it, that's kind of selfish one way. And
yeah,
you should be thinking a little bit more. If you're such a good, kind-hearted person, you should be thinking about not being that selfish to say that.
Well, I'm just
I'm
thinking of the Somalians.
From my feeling of it. That's the way it is.
I'm just trying to find a place.
I'm not
going to
fight you.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight anybody because I don't believe in fighting. I fought for my country, and I won the war, supposedly.
Here we go again.
And for this to come up like that, I can't see it. I really can't.
So if
you want to move it, put them someplace else, fine. There's a big, big swamp out here. All they have to do is sit down by the swamp, and it's nice and soft and tender, and they'd have a nice place to sleep on the ground.
Yeah, there's
and,
mosquitoes,
I mean, do something like that, you know? I'm not ridiculing you or anything. I'm telling you the truth. It's a nice area, which is a drainage ditch, and people sit alongside it, and they bring their lunches, and they smoke over there, and that's it. So if you're going to be doing that, fine. I mean, you know, do it. But to be right on my backyard or in my yard or while I'm coming home, no. I mean, my property is mine, and I will fight anybody that gets in my way on my property.
Come on.
I'm telling you right now.
We don't need any fights around here. That's against the Homeowners Association rules. I just don't want them.
which homeowner rules are you talking about? You don't know, do you? Because I do. I have them in my closet for the Homeowners Association. See, Homeowners Association and is two different complete units. They are run differently, and by law they're run differently and all. We have nothing to do with the Homeowners Association, and they have nothing to do with the Association.
Yeah, we're just trying to bully you. We're just trying to bully you, though. We're just trying to trick you into letting them stay in your yard, because I don't want them in my yard. So I'm going to try Larry next, and I bet you Larry will do it.
If you say so.
And that way the all-night drumming will be farther away from you, but you won't get your lawn mowed for free.
I don't care about the lawn. All right? Well, that don't bother me one bit.
They might come around and ask, though.
Uh-huh. No, well, they better not ask and be in a way, because I tell you, I don't have a gun, but I'll go buy a gun and protect my wife, my daughter, and myself.
You can't
I'll
go around
that much.
You can't go around shooting Somalians. It's not cool.
I don't even know what a Somalian is. What nationality are they? Are they black, white, pink, purple?
Oh,
or what?
It doesn't matter. It's 2018, and we love everyone equally. But really, you can't just shoot someone just for offering to mow your lawn. Jeez, come on, settle down.
Well, why should somebody want to cut our lawn when we have a lawn service that we pay for out of our monthly fee to have it done? Why should we give it to somebody else?
So we'd save money that way. We'll save money.
Well, they're not interested in saving money.
No, for
they're
me.
Just interesting, They're only interested in minding their own business. Okay. I don't even know who Larry is. You know, we live here for 19 years in this house, and I don't know who my next door neighbors are, because they bring people in here, they rent people to houses from all over the United States, and nobody introduces anybody here. So we're all one person in each house, and we want to stay that way, because people don't knock on people's doors and come running here with the food and welcome things, because we tried being welcome people, and we were told by our president at the time they don't believe in having any welcome committees, period. See? I'm telling you what the God's honest truth is, that around here we don't have that. We don't do that.
Oh, my God, I just want to hang up.
Yeah. All right. Okay. It was nice talking to you, Ed. Good luck with your venture.
I'm
all right?
Steve Dave. Steve Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Not Ed. I'm not Ed. Who's Ed? Jesus Christ. All right. Show's over, everyone. I was on the phone with him for 20 minutes. Okay. Yeah. So I didn't get around to say anything about the bed or the vibrator, I guess. I mean, come on, he's going into a nursing home. He killed a bunch of Chinese for our country. I can't be mean to him. I can't, like, talk to him about vibrators and stuff. Man, I thought we'd get through this entire list today, but oh my God. Not anymore. We're an hour into the show already. Or, I guess, 40 minutes, maybe. I played all that music.
Hello, we are not available now.
He's going to be ranting to his daughter all night about the Chinese and the Somalians and how things were when he was the big wig at the Homeowners Association. This person is selling a plush swiveling reclining chair, perfect for a large, tall person. $90, delivered within the community. Call.
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave. I was calling about that plush swiveling reclining chair, perfect for a larger, tall person.
Where are you at?
I'm here in the community. This is Steve Dave.
Oh, are you from?
Yeah.
Do you golf or anything?
Yeah. What do you mean? Like what? Yeah, you know Henry. He's my neighbor. The guy with all the Somalian tents in his yard?
With all the what?
Somalian tents. The Homeowners Association, they moved some Somalians into the neighborhood. You know Henry?
No. Sorry. No.
Yeah.
No, the only reason I'm asking is because I seen him at 724 and it said Greensburg, because I'm from Latrobe.
Oh, no, that's just my cell phone. Yeah, it's my cell number. I used to live in whatever you said, but now I'm here.
Oh, well, I'm down here for, yeah.
For what? For what? Okay. Tell me for what.
I got that chair. I'll tell you, it's a really comfortable chair. I just, I had it for a long time. There's not a damn thing wrong with it. It's very comfortable. I just decided to get a different kind of chair. I got one with a footrest. I mean, that thing reclines and everything, has a footrest and everything, but I just got something different.
I see.
But, yeah,
$90.
So what else Yeah.
What color is it?
It's a tan.
Tan, okay. That's all right, I guess. Is it paintable?
It goes with everything. Tan goes with everything. That's why
I could paint it, though. Is it for fat people? Is it for fat people or just tall people? don't laugh at me for being fat.
It's very roomy. You can be heavy, but I'm tall. I'm 6'3".
Yeah,
and when I bought it, they said, well, I was looking at some, and I noticed the difference in some chairs when you sit in them. I don't know how tall you are, but when you sit in them, they're just not, they didn't feel right to me, and they took me to these bigger chairs.
Yeah.
And I'm not big. I'm like 200 pounds, 198 pounds, and 6'3". So
scrawny.
Yeah.
You're scrawny. Yeah, I'm going to be starting I'm basically what I want to do is I want to start a haircutting business out of my garage here in the neighborhood. I'm going to kind of do it under the radar, so I didn't want to bring a bunch of stuff in and have them notice. So if I could come over, like, after dark and pick it up and just kind of sneak it over. Because, you know, those homeowner people, they're watching us all the time.
I'd be real surprised if, you know, a car is parked in your place and might start cooking. Because I got a neighbor that was, he was working on those boards that you go out in the ocean and you stand on and you paddle.
Old man story mode activated.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he was working on a lot of them, and I guess somebody in my neighborhood started bitching at him. They didn't know whether he was doing it as a business. But he had a mess over there, and somebody did say something. So,
yeah.
Anyhow.
You can come over here. Yeah. You know what? Like, if you give me a discount on the chair, I can give you a discount on your first 10 haircuts.
Well, what are you wanting to pay for the chair?
I don't know. Like, $5, maybe?
Are you wasting my time?
No, as long as I can stay in business, as long as the Homeowners Association doesn't find out that I'm doing haircuts out of the garage. Because I was doing dentistry work out of the garage a couple of years ago, and they put a stop to that. But
he was doing what?
Dentistry. I was a dentist, like a freelance dentist.
Really?
But wow. I think I was just using like a regular chair from the dining room for that, and it didn't work that well. Does this one? This one doesn't. Does it recline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swivels. It reclines.
Cool. Cool. I was thinking if I could get it to recline, then because I'm short. So I could, like, stand behind the chair after I recline it and cut their hair that way.
Wait a minute. This is a cloth chair. This isn't leather.
Yeah, I'm going to paint it. And it's the paint will...
How are you going to paint a cloth chair?
Just with fabric paint.
Are you legit here or what?
Of course.
Are you really serious about this?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm completely... I'm completely serious. I don't know why you would think I'm not serious.
Because you're going to paint a cloth chair.
With fabric paint. There's such thing as fabric paint.
Okay.
Yeah, and that way it'll seal it up, and that way it won't get as much hair stuck in it. Fabric paint's a thing, bozo.
Yeah, now you're calling me a bozo.
I'm just saying, you're trying to tell me you can't paint a chair. I know how to paint a chair.
I never heard of it. That's the only reason I said that.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot because I'd like you to give me a discount and then I can give you free haircuts. Or not free, but, you know, discounted.
I can give you a couple of dollars discount, but I'm not going to give it to you. $5. And I already have a barber.
How much does your barber charge? Because he's got, like, a overhead. You know, he's got to pay for a shop and everything. I'm just going to do that out of my garage.
Let's not talk about that. I got a barber. I like him.
Why? Are you going to snitch on me?
No, I'm not going to snitch on you. Buy the chair. You do whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay. Well, like last time I was doing dental work. It was going great a couple of years ago, and then someone told on me on the Homeowners Association.
I can't understand how you could do dental work in your garage.
It was hard. Because
you had the machines and everything?
I, you know those antique machines, like with the foot pedal, like you see in museums and stuff?
Yeah.
I was using those, but I hooked up my... I wasn't using the foot pedal like I'm a caveman. I hooked up my power drill to it, and I was just... It would spin it around that way. To the cable.
Okay. And
yeah, I was doing fillings. I did a root canal once. Did all kinds of dental work, and it was going great. I just read textbooks and looked on the web. On the World Wide Web. Yep. Used tequila. Gave people
okay.
Tequila. And...
Now, you want this chair or not?
Yes. How much would I be paying for it if we take your discounted haircuts into? Like, you never told me how much you pay.
I don't want a haircut, first of all.
Why not?
Second of all, if you want the chair, I'll give it to you for $80. That's the best I can do.
80? Come on. Like, how much do you pay for your haircuts?
Don't worry about how much I pay for my haircuts. I got a barber. I don't want somebody else going out of their garage. I don't do that stuff.
Oh, maybe you should
try it. You do whatever you want, and your clients, whoever your clients may be, that's that's up to them, but it's not me.
Maybe you shouldn't knock it before you try it, because you might end up liking how I cut hair better. Because, I mean, if I could do dentist work...
Look, I just gave you an answer, okay? I'm not going to sit stand here and talk to you on the phone.
How about $35?
So you know what? You're wasting my time.
Because I'm going to paint it. I mean, shit, if I have to paint it, that should be worth something, right? Cody name says 50 plus half a bag of chips. I regret jumping. Wants me to offer him some new dentures.
Hello.
Okay, so I'll pay $80 for it, but you have to pay me $80 for your first haircut. That's a no, I guess. Hey wants me to tell the next person I got my taxes back, so I want to pay extra. That sounds great. I got to do that for something, you know. I got to do that some. I'm gonna copy that. I'm gonna try that on this one.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling about that glass top table with stools.
I think you got the wrong number, maybe.
No, it's right here. It's got your number on it.
It's you're calling from a Dallas phone number?
I think so. I don't know. I'm calling from my cell phone number. But what, you don't have like a whitewash rattan table with stools and a 30-inch?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think I have the wrong number then?
Well, because you're, it was a 214 number, like that's from Texas.
Oh, yeah, but I live here in the area. I'm originally from Texas, and I just kept the number when I moved.
Well, because I have a 214 number, too, and I get a lot of wrong numbers with this phone number.
Yeah, so. That's weirdo.
Yeah, no, we have that piece.
Okay, you still have it?
Yes.
Is the price negotiable?
You know what? My wife put it on there, and I don't even know what price she put on it. What she put on it?
Well, she put $175.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was like $800.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
We actually even have the invoice where we bought it.
I'll pay $600.
Well, no, I don't want $600. But
oh, no, it's cool. I got my taxes back yesterday. I got my tax check, my check from the IRS.
Yeah. Are you going to be available in the morning?
Yeah, I have all this money burning a hole in my pocket. I'll pay $600.
You can come by and have a look at it.
Yeah, for $600? Is it a deal? I'll pay $600 instead of $175.
Well, I don't know why you'd offer that. Why would you offer that?
Because I just got my taxes back. You know, I got like over $2,500 for my taxes. So
that's
just
awesome.
Yeah, I got a lot of tax money and worked hard for it and everything.
What city do you live in?
I live in Highland Lakes. I saw it on the Homeowners Association.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm right here.
No, I don't want $600 for it, but if you want to come by and look at it tomorrow.
Okay, $500.
It's a little late tonight.
My last offer, $500.
Do you want to come see it?
Yeah, I'd like to. Can I come tonight?
No.
Why not? It's not even that late. It's only 8:30. It just gets dark earlier now.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I can't.
It's that daylight, that damn daylight savings thing.
Yeah, it is. No, I'm not even home. So.
$700. Are you sure you're not home? Because I hear those really irritating kids in the background. Could you tell them to shut up?
I'll talk to you later.
Where are you at? I'm at home. I was hoping I could get this tonight for $600. Because you said she paid $800. Like, don't you want to, like, are you just bad with your money or something?
Yeah, we're terrible. That's why we're trying to sell it. We're upside down on our house.
You're about to what?
Nothing.
No,
if you want to come see it, call me tomorrow.
Why not tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Nothing that you want to know about. Thanks for calling.
Sir, come on. Come on. Come on. Robert. That was fun. I like how confused he was about the offering extra money. That's a great idea. Thanks, Hay. I think I might try that again. Let's see what else we've got here. I'm confused about the area codes because we've got a 760, 760, 760. Okay, so it must be... Okay, so just the last one is North Carolina. I mean, North Dakota for some reason. So I will make my number 760. I won't make that Dallas mistake again. By the way, everyone, sorry about your feeds and email notifications and stuff if you follow Phone Losers. I fucked up with the syndication stuff again. I made a bunch of posts come in. I posted an explanation of it on phonelosers.org. It's the second time I've done it in the past couple of months. I'm a big dummy. And yes, Nunu, I agree. Rest in peace, KDK. Carlito gave us confirmation a couple days ago that KDK is dead. And just like the pioneer KDK has always been, I think he's the first prank caller to die. Like, I can't think of anyone else that's died, that, you know, specifically related to prank calls. KDK is the first. Carlito says he's going to do a tribute show soon for KDK. That's kind of cool. I bet you he'll do that this coming week. Regulation pool table for $500. Whoa there wants me to just ask, wait, just name different types of wood? You guys, give me a bunch of types of woods, quick.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Yes.
I'm calling about the pool table.
Oh, okay.
Is it regulation?
Yes.
Is it made of wood?
Yes.
Is it mahogany?
No, I don't think so.
Is it maple?
It's kind of a maple color, yeah.
Oh, but the actual wood, what kind of wood is it? Is it pine?
Gosh, I don't know all those answers.
Is it sycamore?
You just have to look at it. If you want to see it.
But is it sycamore?
I don't know.
Is it birch?
You got me.
Is it hickory?
I don't know.
Is it cherry?
Might be.
Redwood?
No, I don't think so. It's not very red.
Morning?
Doubtful.
Driftwood?
Can't you think any more?
Pine? Cherry?
I don't know. I didn't buy it new, so I don't know what they called it.
Yeah, but you have it there, so you should know what kind of wood it is. Is it palm tree?
How am I supposed to know what kind of wood it is by looking at it?
Is it bubinga?
I'm not familiar with all those.
Can you get a screwdriver? I can show you how to test. We're gonna have to we're gonna have to chip into the wood and take some samples.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Is it plywood?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Is it bonsai?
I'm busy with dinner. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later.
Is it balsa wood? Sounds like he's busy watching TV at full volume. Holy shit, the chat room just like scrolled away with like wood sample suggestions. Ghost wood, plastic wood, bush root, shrimp soup, Chinese wood, ebony wood. Okay, I'm going to call back and offer more money.
Hello.
Hey, forget the wood type. Could I buy that, though? Is $500 firm?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How firm is it?
It's firm.
Would you take...
I started out at $1,500, so I think five is the lowest I'm going to go.
Would you take $800, though?
Now you've been silly.
No, I'm not being silly. I just got my tax money back from the IRS.
And if you got money to throw away, I'll take $1,000.
Will you take 1,100? Like, how much did you pay for it originally?
2,400.
Oh, wow. That'd be all of my money. I could do, like, 1,900. Because I still have to pay rent, you know.
Yeah, I've got stuff burning on the stove. You're going to have to call back later.
No, if you let it burn. He's gone. I was going to say, if you sit on the phone and let that shit burn, give you $2,100. Whoa, there's like firm as in pine, firm as in balsa. I should have been watching the chat room. Stupid me. Okay, I'll delete him, I guess. Good times. All right. Patio set includes table, four chairs with cushions, and umbrella. $75. I'm supposed to call Bernadette. Redbox wants me to offer $20,000 to the next person. Ask if it's flammable.
Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about that that thing you put up for sale, that patio set.
Yes.
Is it flammable?
What do you mean flammable?
Like if I...
Can you look at one?
Well, yeah, like can I set it on fire?
You can do anything you want to do if you want to set it on fire.
I know,
I'm
but
just saying.
Well, hey, don't get an attitude with me, lady. I'm just like I want to know like if it's metal or if it's wood.
It's metal.
Okay, so it won't I can't set it on fire then. You're lying to me.
Well, it has cushions, so I didn't know what you were getting at.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was hoping for something out of wood because I want to set the whole thing on fire in my backyard and film it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not going to work then. Thank you anyway.
I guess I could pour lighter fluid on it though, right?
You could do that. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. I still want to buy it. Shit. What kind of metal? All right, Tim Riggy wants me to ask if dogs can be... sewn into the cushions.
Hi, you've reached Bernadette. Please leave a message.
Balls. I think Hay wanted me to remind everyone to go to Kickstarter.com right now and type in Phone Losers of America and look at the PLA coin. And go support the PLA coin. It's only got like 19 days left, I think. 20 or 19 or 18, something like that. You got tons of time left to support the PLA coin, but it's definitely happening. You know, we've met our goal and everything. Coins are happening. I've got the people working on it already. Hopefully they'll make the coins before I send them all the money, so you guys don't have to wait forever. Nautical says to remember that Henry's going to buy a gun. Watch out, Somalians, if you go into that neighborhood. Or if you're going into that neighborhood to, like, you know, smoke cigarettes and lay in the grass. You're like, those people aren't normal. You're supposed to be inside the house, not outside the house. I didn't kill the Chinese for this. Okay, so I have not been incorporating nearly enough homeowners association into these calls. I'm just doing, like, normal ads and stuff. We can't have that. I have to be the homeowners association. This first one, this is all a bunch of HOAs in Ohio. The first one says, if you need jewelry designed for a particular outfit or have a design you want me to put together, call Janet. That sounds like she's running an illegal business on Homeowners Association property. And she needs to submit all of her paperwork to me and give us 20%. That's what she has to do. We're going to show Jana how things work around here.
Hello.
Hello, Janet.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
That's good. Don't ask how I'm doing or anything, though. Hey, we noticed you put an ad up about designing jewelry for outfits. Like custom jewelry?
Yes. I do that. How are you anyway?
Oh, yeah, it's too late now.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I know. I screwed it up.
Yep.
Yes, I do that.
Yeah, so we noticed you haven't been sending in your homeowner's percentages, the fees. You know, you're supposed to send us 20% of whatever you make. Have you just not had any sales
yet? Is
that
right?
Yeah, it's a rule.
Nobody told me that.
Yep, it's how it's always been around here. If you're running a business out of your home, you have to send us a cut, or if you're selling things on Craigslist or selling your car,
right,
we get 20%.
selling your car, yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like you have to cut us in. If you want to live around here, you have to give us a 20% cut.
How come only 20%?
Because that seems fair. I mean, you're using our properties and our roads and all that stuff. Yeah. We gotta pay for things here. It's your dues.
That's interesting.
You're being kind of loud there in the background. It's very rude.
Oh, sorry.
What are you making? Macaroni?
I am... No. No, not at this hour of the night.
What are you making then?
I'm actually cleaning out my CPAP machine.
Your what machine?
CPAP, you know?
No.
You breathe with...
Oh, that old thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it doesn't seem like you're taking this whole jewelry thing too seriously.
Well, I haven't been doing it for a long time. But...
Oh, sure you haven't. How convenient. Gotta give your...
Okay, where should I send my money? Let me have the address and
I just bring it by the office. Just come by the office with it.
Oh, there's an office now? We have an office?
Well, you know, Steve's house.
Steve's house. Okay.
Yep. Over there, you know, around the corner.
Gotcha.
From where you are.
Okay, will do.
Okay. What kind of jewelry do you make?
All right. Well, anything. I specialize in glass beads, and I do wood and all kinds of stuff.
What are you
looking for?
Are you able to bedazzle things?
No, not a bedazzler.
Ah, shoot. I want to get my car done.
You want to get your car bedazzled?
Yes.
Bring it over. Maybe I can do it. Who knows?
Well, you just
maybe I'll only charge you the 20% that I owe the HOA.
Oh, no. You'll just pay your regular amount, but then you'll have to also give me a 20% discount.
Oh, a 20% discount. Hmm.
Yeah, well, that's just how it would work, because I'm with the HOA.
Yeah. You're on the board.
Yep, that's me.
Yep. I've seen you at meetings.
Probably, yeah. Could you bedazzle a bong?
Yeah. A bong. Now, that'd be interesting.
It would look awesome.
I'd have to charge you extra to fill it.
Fill it with what?
Fill it with what?
Fill it with what? That's what I asked.
So I'm getting an echo here.
Oh, that's weird. Are you sure you're not just high or something?
Me?
I'm just asking.
You're the one with the bong.
I don't hear an echo. Well, I'm not smoking right now. I'm doing serious business right here.
Oh, you're looking for something to go in your bong. That's your...
No, on the bong. Like you know, just jewels and stuff to put on the bong itself.
Gotcha.
That's all. You're offering to sell me weed.
Give me your telephone number.
Why are you offering
give me your telephone number?
It's on your caller ID. It's
okay.
But why are you
offering? How about if I call you back and
call me back when?
What? In the morning?
Why in the morning? It's not that late.
Because I'm trying to get getting stuff ready for bed. It's after 9 o'clock. It's not, I guess.
Isn't it? What is it, like 8:10? Or is it 9:10? All I know is it's Tuesday.
Oh, it is 9:10.
Yeah, it's after 9.
Time
you get ready for bed.
Change my clock.
But no, look, I'm serious. Were you offering to sell me weed because I have been looking for a new person?
I don't have any connections.
Well, you offered to fill it up or something. What were you saying?
Well, I could bedazzle it, fill it up with jewels.
Well, no, you don't put them inside the bong, silly. You put them on the outside.
On the outside. Well, I don't have that much experience with the bong.
Well, hey, if you bedazzle my bong, I'll pay you by. We'll smoke together.
Oh, so you do have a bong.
Yeah, I do. I just need to get it bedazzled because it's boring. It's just like it's just clear and yellowish. It's gross. The bedazzle will hold the yellowing, and I won't have to clean it as much.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That probably cost about a couple grand.
What? Just a bedazzle bong? It's not that big of a bong.
Yeah. Well, you know, sounds like a lot of work. You can bring it by.
I'll help out. Can I give you a couple $1,000 of weed?
I don't have any weed.
No, I'll give you a couple $1,000 of weed.
What am I going to do with weed?
Smoke it. Or cook it.
I'm sure my brother, the cop, would appreciate that.
Oh, it's cool. It's legal now, isn't it? I think it's legal.
Not that I've seen. I've seen it on TV where they're trying to get it legal, but
yeah, see, they're not going to care. Nobody cares. We could
all right. As
we
long
could
as
cook
you
some.
Say so.
We could make some marijuana macaroni.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Why not?
Sounds good to me. Macaroni with pot in it, sure.
Okay, it's a deal. One bedazzling macaroni.
When are you bringing it?
Tomorrow or tonight. Why not tonight?
Well, that'd be okay.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm bringing my bong.
Okay.
You said you don't have bedazzling stuff, though.
Oh, I could do something with some jewels. I've got lots of jewels.
Okay. I bet you do. Wink, wink. This isn't a trick, right? You're not going to have your brother cop waiting there for me?
No, my brother's not here, but the man of the house is here.
Oh, okay. Well, is he going to leave us alone? Because I don't want him hanging around. That's weird.
He'd answer the door, I'm sure.
Okay, but then he'd go off and just, like, leave us alone, right? Because I don't want him, like, creeping around.
I doubt it. He likes to talk and everything.
Forget it.
Sorry. Yeah, he's one of those.
I was hoping for some alone time.
Nah.
Can I talk to him real quick?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay. Is he okay with cuckolding? What do I say? Oh, why? Why would she just hang up? Did she hear me ask what should I say? Well, she was fun, but unfortunately that was kind of a boring prank. I thought she was just lonely or something, like letting me come over tonight and stuff. Massage chair for sale, asking $600. Call Rita if interested. I wonder if the massage chair gives happy endings. All right, you've got it, Tim Riggy. I'm going to ask if I can rent it for 1 hour. She has to let me rent it for 1 hour because I'm the Homeowners Association.
Hi, you've reached Rita.
Balls. Okay, one more try. Rita's got to pick up this time. So the next one is... the next three are weird ones. I really want to do Tim Riggy's idea now. I want to rent whatever they have for 1 hour. Like toaster oven. But that's on the next one. You know what? I'm just going to skip ahead. Fuck it, you know? Because the remaining ones on there was like Mary Kay Cosmetics, dog walking services, and then a bizarre one about they lost their homeowner's security card. I'm determined to rent something for an hour now. It's all Tim Riggy's fault.
Hello.
Hello, Larry?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling about that computer desk.
Yeah?
I'm actually calling you from the Homeowners Association here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to rent it for just an hour, maybe 2 hours, and then I'll bring it right back.
Rent it?
Yeah, I'm just going to take it with me and... Like, it's still there, right?
Yeah, but it's too big to move and rent.
No, it's cool. It's like we've got it all taken care of. Roger has a truck. We're just going to come over and just...
No, I'm not going to rent it for... I'd have to move stuff off. It's just not worth messing
around. Oh, no. I'm not asking. We're just going to come and just borrow it. We're the Homeowners Association, so we're allowed.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's in the terms for when you listed it on that website.
Well...
We just need to borrow.
You're not going to come over here and borrow my desk.
No, we'll be right there, like in just 20 minutes.
No, you're not.
I got to get.
I'm not going to move all that. I'm not going to move all that stuff for your convenience.
You can.
You're not going to use it. Got that?
You can just put all the stuff on the floor, and then we'll come right back tonight around midnight.
I'm not going to mess around with it for your convenience. Find a table.
No, we're entertaining guests tonight. We need a desk.
Goodbye.
We really need this. Larry, come on. Larry's going to get a fee. Larry's just asking for a fee.
Go ahead.
Listen, Larry, we just need to rent it just for 1 hour. 1 hour tops.
I am not going to mess around with something for 1 hour.
I know I said till midnight, but it's just going to be 1 hour. And
I am not going to mess around moving all that stuff off.
Look, I'm not
taking
asking.
Taking it out of the shed.
I'm not asking.
And moving it back in.
I'm not asking
it's
you.
It's not going to happen.
I'm telling you.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, look, we'll rent it for an
Goodbye.
Hour. No, look, Larry, I've got a plan. That's a great idea, Tim Riggy, on that one. I want to rent one more thing. Let me figure out what the area code is on this one. I love this ad. I have a large bush, and it needs trimming, if you know what I mean. That's like seriously the first sentence is, I have a large bush. Okay, next, I have a large bush, and it needs trimming due to the frost we had this winter. Please contact me if you can be of assistance. What the hell do I say to this?
Hello?
Hi there, I'm just calling about your large bush.
My large bush?
Yes. It says here in the ad that you have...
Oh, yeah. No, I had somebody do it already. I'm sorry.
Oh, did you?
Bougainvillea you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm with the Homeowners Association here.
Oh, no. I already got that taken care of.
Oh, okay. So it looks okay then? It's all trimmed?
Are you somebody that trims it? Is that what you do?
No, we have a snow... we have a plow, like one of those tractor caterpillar things. We were just going to come over and, like, run it out of the ground, like run it over.
You've got the wrong person.
No, it says you have a large bush.
I have a large bougainvillea that I put on our local website that said I wanted to find somebody that would trim my bougainvillea.
Yeah.
But that's not the same thing. No.
So you did get your bush trimmed then?
It's already trimmed, and I'm all set. Thank you very much.
Because we were going to come over with the caterpillar, the plow, and just...
No.
Run it
Thank
out
you.
Of the ground.
No.
We can still do
no,
it.
No, that's not what I needed. Thank
I've got
you.
The
Goodbye.
I've got the plow right here, ma'am. I wanted to plow her bush. I love how she laughed at that at first. Okay, Tim Riggy wants me to tell her that the bush trimmings came back from DNA testing and it's a direct descendant of Hitler. But I think she's not going to pick up now.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello. All right. No more with the large bush, I guess. Porcelain dolls. Lots of good buys. If interested, call Michael or Mary for a porcelain doll.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Michael?
Speaking.
Hey, Michael. I'm calling about the porcelain dolls.
Okay.
How many do you have there?
Oh, Christ, how many's in those pictures? Hold on. I gotta...
I'm actually calling from the Homeowners Association here at the village.
Okay.
Yep, this is Steve Dave.
I got at least 20, probably.
20, okay. We're just going to need to rent 5 of them, but we don't want to pay anything. We're just going to borrow 5 of them from you just for an hour, and then we'll bring them back tonight.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know who you are.
Oh, this is Steve Day from the Homeowners Association.
How do I know that? It's true.
I'll show you my, like, just look on the website. My name's in there. My picture's in there. I'll show you my ID.
What's your name?
Steve Dave. But, yeah.
What's the website? What's the website?
You know where the website is. Just Google it. You'll see me. Steve Dave. But, yeah, we're just going to rent them for about an hour, and then we'll bring them right back.
Who?
Just for the night.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave. And we don't want to buy any. We're just going to just take 5 of them, and we're going to rent them. Like, what?
At 9.
Can you speak up? I can't hear you.
At 9:30 at night, what are you going to do with them for an hour?
We're entertaining guests, and I think it'd be a good theme type thing for the party. But you're not invited.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
You're not I ain't doing this tonight.
Yeah, tonight. It'll just be for an hour.
No, I'm not.
It's just we're going to have...
No, well, you don't understand. It's 9:30. I'm not going to go open up boxes in the garage, go open up boxes, and by the time you get here, 10 o'clock, I ain't going to do that tonight.
No, I live here in the neighborhood.
Call me in the daytime.
I'll be right over, and we'll just use them tonight.
No, that's okay. Don't bother, because it's not going to happen.
Just get them, the boxes, and set them out on the porch, and I'll just pick them up. You don't even have to...
It's not going to happen.
And then
you understand what I'm saying?
After the party's over, then I'll bring them back and set them on the porch.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hey, don't
talk... It's not going... Goodbye.
Don't talk to me like that.
Don't trouble my front porch either.
I'm with the Homeowners Association. Don't talk to me like that. Should I call back? I love this whole renting idea. Tim Riggy says 9:30 is prime time when it comes to dolls. Nautical says, send in the Somalis. That's what he gets.
Hello.
Hey, look, I'll give you $1 a piece. $1 a piece for the rental.
What part of it's not happening?
Well,
do you not understand?
I wasn't asking. I wasn't asking to do it. I was telling you I'm going to come over and get them because I'm in the Homeowners Association.
I'm telling you, come over here, you're going to get your ass whooped.
Oh, no, I won't. You can't do that. That's against the rules for the Homeowners Association. No violence.
There ain't no Homeowners Association here. Goodbye.
Yeah, there is. What does he mean there's no Homeowners Association? Now we ought to send a pizza to his house. He'll go out there and kick the pizza guy's ass. Just call him back. I'm coming. I'm going to be dressed in my pizza uniform. You'll see. All right, massage chair. I'm going to try the massage chair just one more time because that's in this same list that I'm getting ready to do. There's 3 of these here. Dog walking or dog sitting services. I can help. Living in your home while you're away is also a service that I provide. Wow, she provides a service that she lives in their homes. I am bonded. I'm a non-smoker. Her name is Linda. What if my home's on the space station? Wonder if she'd do that. Walk your parrot. Okay. What if I have a ghost dog?
Hello?
Hey, Linda? 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 Hello? Can you hear me? This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. Hello? I know you're there because you said hello before you went silent. That was weird. What the hell, Linda?
Hello?
Hey, Linda, what happened before?
I don't know. Nobody was there. I thought you were a telecaller.
Oh, no. I'm from the Homeowners Association. This is Steve Dave.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
Okay, good.
That's great. I was calling about your dog walking services.
Oh.
our dog sitting.
Yeah. What is your name?
Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Steve what?
Steve Dave. And I'm just mentioning I'm from the Homeowners Association for the required discount.
See, I didn't get the last name.
Oh, I don't have a last name. It's just Steve Dave. It's like two first names put together. Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Steve Dave.
Can you spell it?
Sure. S is in S is in C. T is in thesaurus. E is in I. V is in five. E is in SA. And then Dave, like D is in W, A is in R, V is in five, and E is in eulogy.
Oh, Steve Dave.
Yeah. Steve
Dave. Yeah. I do a couple of people's dogs or cats in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a dog or a cat?
It's a dog. He actually died a couple years ago.
Okay.
So he's a ghost dog. I know that sounds weird, but he's still around. And still likes to go for walks, but I don't have time because I work a lot. So would that be something you could do, like walk a ghost dog?
Walk a ghost dog?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
don't laugh at my
ghost
dog. I don't
know. Where do you live?
I'm kind of like way down the street from you, but around the corner. I'm here in the neighborhood, though.
What street do you live on?
The main one, the main one through where the entrance is. I'm way over there by the entrance.
What street is it?
Well, what's it matter? Like, do you discriminate against certain streets?
Well, I'm thinking if you don't know the street that you live on and asking me to walk a ghost dog, it sounds a little bit odd.
Yeah, I know it's a weird thing. Like, I didn't ask for this ghost dog thing to happen. It just kind of happened, you know? He died, but his ghost was still here. It freaks out the neighbors. If I don't take him for walks, he, like, just kind of leaves the house and scares people. So, like, if...
Yeah, I don't think I can probably do that.
Why not? I'd pay the same amount. I'm not asking for a discount just because he's a ghost dog.
What's your address?
And you don't have to clean up his poop or anything because it's a ghost dog.
What's your address?
Well, why do you need that now? Like, you're saying you won't do it, and then you need my address?
Well, I don't think we're probably a good fit.
Okay, what about house sitting services?
Yeah.
But...
Like, come in and water your plants, or...
Yeah, well, also, maybe just kind of hang out, because the ghost dog's going to be here. And he would just be happy to have somebody around.
I don't think so. I don't think we're a good fit.
It seems like you're discriminating against the undead, against ghost dogs, I mean.
Oh, no. I've had a dog, and he passed away, and I get it that you still feel him, but...
Oh, no. It's nothing like that. I'm not a weirdo. He's an actual ghost dog. Like, you can see him. Like, anyone can see him. Come over to my house, and you'll see him.
What is your house?
425.
425 what?
Salina.
What is it?
Salina.
Salina?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not in your... That's not in our neighborhood.
No, I'm in the...
I'm on the...
Huh?
Excuse me?
Where are you at?
I'm a...
Yeah, I'm with the Homeowners Association. I live over by Edward. You know Ed?
No.
Do you know Larry? Are you sure you live here? If you
don't
know any of these people.
I know several Larrys.
Well, I live right by Larry, like two houses down from Larry.
Which Larry?
Well, which Larry do you know, if you know several?
Well, which one do you know? I don't think this is going anywhere.
I asked you first.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up. I don't think we're a good fit.
Is it because I'm black?
No.
Because it sounds like...
I didn't even know you were. It had nothing to do with that.
It sounds like you're being racist.
No.
It kind of sounds that way.
Oh, it's like it's not that.
You find out that I'm black, and then you're going to hang up on
me. That would not be a part of it. I'm just a ghost dog, and you don't know your address. And
I know my address. I told you my address, and then I told you I live by Larry, and then you're pretending you know, like, more Larrys, more than one Larry.
I do know more than one Larry.
Which one?
Well, I'm going to hang up now. I'm sorry it's not going to work out.
You're going to hang
Bye-bye.
Up because I'm black? Racist. What a racist lady. Okay, Mary Kay Cosmetics. Oh, man, I've been doing this for 2 hours, and I'm going to quit after these next couple, I think. Mary Kay Cosmetics. I've been a consultant for 23 years and carry a full line of Mary Kay products. I would be happy to meet with you or deliver any products you may need. What do you guys think? I wonder if I could just rent some eyeliner or something. What are Mary Kay products? I don't know my beauty products. Just need to rent a container of foundation.
Oh.
Hey, this is Steve Day from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, your TV's so loud. It's crazy. We can hear it over here.
Well, I'll turn it down for you.
Okay, thank you. Jeez. Because I support all things.
What do you need?
I noticed that you do the Mary Kay Cosmetics thing.
I do.
And you know the lip gloss? Do you have any of that on hand?
Yeah.
How much do you have there?
Lots.
Okay. I just need like maybe 5 containers of it. 5 little tubes.
Do you have a color in mind?
No, it doesn't matter. But I'm not going to buy them. I just need to rent them for about an hour. And then I'll...
You're out of luck on that one.
No, seriously, I'm with the Homeowners Association, so you kind of have to let us do that.
No, I don't.
Yep, yes, you do. We're with the Homeowners Association. It's kind of a requirement thing.
Okay.
Don't make me look at your paperwork, because I might notice that you haven't registered your home business with us yet.
You're funny.
Oh, you think it's funny. Just you wait. Mm.
Why are you calling from Middletown, Ohio, when you're supposedly my homeowners association?
Well, I'm calling from my personal cell phone. It just the number that they gave me.
Oh.
Mrs. Suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have red lip gloss? Like just like a. I need several shades of red, but I'm just going to rent them.
What are you going to rent them for?
You know Larry that lives here in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
I accidentally dinged his car. You know, his red car.
And so now you want to put red lip gloss on it?
I read on the internet that'll work.
No, it doesn't
get
work.
Get it? I read on the internet.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work.
No, it'll work. It showed, like, I watched a YouTube video of it, and it works. Mm-hmm. There's no way to fake that.
Good luck with that.
Well, I need to rent the lip gloss, stupid. What time can I come by?
When can I come by?
That made her hang up. She does not like being called stupid, I guess. I haven't had much luck with the ladies tonight. They all just seem to think it's hilarious and don't believe anything I say. All right, so one more list. First one in this one says, I am looking for one ticket to the March 22nd Classic Rock Night at the Desert Rose Ballroom. I don't know what to say to that one. What do you guys think? I'm calling her up. Or him or her. I don't know. Quick, tell me.
Hello, am I speaking?
Oh, hello. This is Steve Day from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? I'm sorry I didn't hear your name.
Marie. Marie, yeah.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
That's good. I'm doing good, too.
Good.
Hey, I have 2 tickets to the Classic Rock Night at the Desert Rose Ballroom on March 22nd.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. So one for me.
Can I buy one from you? I only need one.
Oh, well, I was going
to
go.
Do I need to buy 2?
Well, I was going
to
go with you.
Huh?
I was going to go with you.
No, I'm looking for one for my niece.
Oh, how old's your niece?
24.
Okay, that works. I'm 53, but whatever. I can swing that way. I can I can go that one, I guess.
No, I don't think that would be possible.
Oh, no, I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy. I'm a gentleman.
Well, she's from Manitoba, and no, I don't think that would work.
Why? No, it's okay. I'm compatible with Canadians.
Well, we already booked a table with a bunch of friends from Canada.
I'll just,
and then we only need we only have room for one more chair.
Oh, come on! No, I can squeeze in there. I'll squeeze your niece can sit on my lap.
No, I don't think so. Anyways, we have dinner guests, so I'm just gonna go now.
Who's over? Is Larry over?
I don't know who Larry is.
Okay, well, I'm just checking. I was wondering if Larry's there. Can I get your niece's cell phone number, maybe, and I'll ask her out.
No, it's okay.
What?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
I love how she let me go. Okay, the next one is another completely different person that has golf cart repair, 9 years experience. I service brakes, batteries, and more. Call Larry. Hey, it's Larry! And Larry gives us two numbers.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about that set of golf clubs. This is Steve Day from the Homeowners Association.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Where are you going? Parkman wants me to rent them and take them to the pawn shop to get a loan.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about those golf clubs.
Oh, yes.
$235?
Right.
This is Steve Dave, by the way, from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I just... what?
Go ahead.
Need to rent them. I just want to rent them for about an hour tonight. I'm just going to borrow them, basically. I'm going to rent them for free, and then I'll bring them right back. I'll be back by, I think, 8:30.
May I ask what that's for?
No. It's personal.
Do I know you? I'm sorry. Do I know you?
I don't know if you know me personally, but this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. I'm just going to borrow them. Just for an hour. I'm just going to borrow them, and then I'll bring them right back. They'll look as good as new. I'll clean it.
You have to tell me what they're for. I mean, this is an odd call. dinner time is an odd call.
Yeah, I'll clean them up. I'll polish them when I'm finished. I'll make sure I get everything off of them.
It's just a strange request. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, I'm with the Homeowners Association.
I don't know you.
Yeah, but I'm with the Homeowners Association. So basically, you have to. I'm saying I will be borrowing them tonight.
Okay, sure. Bye.
No, I will be. Come on, bye. All right, you guys, golf cart repair, 9 years experience. I service brakes, batteries, and more. Call Larry. Yeah, no shit, 6 week tenure. Homeowners Association doesn't get any respect these days. King Richard, stop stealing ideas from My Regret Jumping. We've talked about this. Can't do that.
Hello?
Hi, is Larry around?
Yes, just one moment, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Larry, this is Steve Day from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Well, not too bad.
That's good. Hey, I got my golf cart. I drove it over to Taco Bell, and I heard that you could repair them and... it's kind of stuck in the parking lot.
At Taco Bell?
Yeah, like in the drive-thru. They had to close down the drive-thru because it's just sitting there. And they're saying they're going to tow it.
You couldn't push it out?
No. I just didn't want to. Because I'm wearing my good shirt.
Oh.
What do you think? What should I do? I tried to jump it with my car, but that didn't work.
No. Steve, I think you're pulling my leg, Mimi.
No, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm a Christian.
You're talking about the Taco Bell on 111?
Yeah, yeah, that one. The closest one.
Yeah. Well, number one, I don't think a cart would make it Taco Bell.
That's probably why it stopped working. I probably used up the battery, because I had two batteries hooked up to it.
Two batteries?
Yeah, I doubled them up, rigged them up, got two of them. It's Taco Tuesday. I couldn't take my car there because I have that thing where you have to blow into it, so it shows my blood alcohol level, and it was too high tonight for me to take the car to Taco Bell.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not believing this story, by the way.
Why not?
Well, it's just too far out.
You come with me. I'll drive you over there. I just need you to blow into the thing, and I'll drive you over there, and you'll see.
Yeah, what's really going on?
I just need you to come to Taco Bell. I don't know what's wrong with the golf cart.
How many batteries do you have in it?
Two.
There's no cart that has two batteries in it.
I know. I rigged it up. I put an extra one. There's like extra space in the back. I just set the battery in there. It's like a car battery.
No, a golf cart's got to be either 36 volt, 42 volt, or 48 volts.
I know, it's a 36 volt, and then I added 12 volts to it. So it's 48 volts now. It worked. It did fine. It went faster.
Well,
it sounds like you don't know anything about golf carts if you can't even do something simple like that.
I guess not.
Why are you advertising that you know how to fix them if you don't know anything about golf carts?
Well, I know how to fix golf carts, but I don't know how to fix fantasy stories.
Sounds like fantasy stories.
Yeah.
This isn't a fantasy story.
Oh, come on, Steve.
Steve Dave. It's not Steve, it's Steve Dave.
Oh. Okay.
What are you guys doing tonight?
I'm sitting here watching TV.
You want to come over and have a beer?
I don't drink.
You can tonight.
How come?
Do something, because I don't know, do something crazy. For once in your life.
Do I know you?
Well, I don't know. Well, we already went over this. Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I'm not buying the story about you drove your golf cart to Taco Bell with a jerry-rigged battery in the back.
I don't see why the battery thing's so hard to believe. That's like an easy thing to do.
It is. I've been working on golf carts for 9 years. And
well, you're just not that creative with them, I guess.
It's, what, 11 miles to Taco Bell?
Yeah. I just put an extra battery in and made it.
Golf cart's not going to make it that far.
Huh. Hmm.
And if it is, it's... very good.
So now you suddenly think that it is possible, and you're telling me I did very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. But
maybe you're too much.
I'm not buying the story.
You don't think that I would want Taco Bell this time of night, and would just drive over there?
Oh, I'd always want Taco Bell, but I just don't think that you drove it over there.
Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut up?
Be quiet.
No, tell her to shut up.
Oh, no. Come on, no.
Hold your hand up in the air while you say it. Show her the back of your hand while you say it.
No.
Quiet woman. What'd she do when you said be quiet? Did she just...
Okay, what's this all about?
I have already told you, and you don't believe me, so I don't know what
else
to
say. Sorry, I don't.
Okay, fine. Fine. I'll just be stuck here all night. Can you come to Taco Bell and give me a ride?
No.
Why not?
Well, because I don't believe this story.
You said you're sober. Just come here and get me. It's just 11 miles. What else are you doing? Watching TV?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
UCLA basketball game.
Oh, see, that's boring. Come on. I'll buy you tacos. I'll buy you anything you want from the drive-thru.
I already had dinner, yeah.
Well, this will be a snack after dinner. After dinner snack.
After.
What about your wife? Will she come and pick me up?
No.
Why not?
She didn't drive.
Why didn't she drive?
She doesn't drive.
Why not?
This is just too bizarre. Come on, tell me what's going on.
I'm just
kidding. And who you are.
I'm just hanging up. You know,
okay.
just fuck it. I'm hanging up.
Bye.
I'll just let them keep my damn golf cart.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Fine. Bye. Wow, that went nowhere. That was so incredibly boring. I nominate that the most boring call of the night. Last one is someone looking for a home for a rescued German Shepherd. My name is Bruce, and I have this 3-year-old male German Shepherd named Jack. He is well-mannered. Actually, it says he is well-manned and is good with people and dogs. If you are interested in taking him in, call me at... my adoption fee is $250 to cover vet's fees for neutering and vaccinations. Ooh, so it's like a business. Can't do that. It's against the rules. David says I should ask for the dog for dog fighting.
Hello.
Hello. I'm calling about that dog, that rescued German Shepherd.
Oh, hang on one second.
All right.
Which dog now?
The rescued German Shepherd.
Which one?
The one that's well-manned. Jack.
Jack is up in San Francisco.
Ah, balls.
At a rescue called Rocket Dogs.
Ah, that's too far. I don't want to go that far. Like, what is this, some kind of a scam?
Where do you come off talking like that to me?
Well, I don't know. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association, by the way, so don't be getting lippy with me.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, you're calling about a dog that I work with a rescue, and I see that they get rescued. Either go to an adoption family or to another rescue organization.
Yeah, it's all the way up in San Francisco, though. Why don't you just, like, do local ones? I'm not going to drive
well,
to San Francisco tonight.
I work with a lot of ones local and in L.A. County.
Do you have any dogs there, like at your house?
Yeah, I do.
Like the that are available tonight?
No, I don't.
I just need to borrow one for like an hour.
For what? Why?
It doesn't matter. It's none of your business. Stay out of my business.
Well, then don't come calling to me for borrowing a dog. That's
It's just going to be for an hour. Why is that ludicrous? It's just like 1 hour. 1 hour. Just a dog for 1 hour.
I'd like to know why.
It's none of your business. I'm with the Homeowners
Association.
Well,
if you're asking me for one of my dogs, I want to know what it's going to be for.
Well, is it your dog?
I'm not
or is
turn
it,
over a dog.
Is it one that you're...
Or whatever the hell you want to do.
Is it a dog that you're selling, or is it actually one of your dogs?
My dogs. Listen, this conversation's done.
No, wait. I have something to tell you. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, the dog... I want to use the dog. I want to use the dog to rescue my son in a fire.
Oh, really? Well, I don't have any dogs available for that right now. I'm sorry.
You just said you have dogs there. It's just for an hour.
To rescue your son in a fire
from a burning building.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
It does.
I wasn't born yesterday, sir. I'm over 70. I've been around for a few years.
You wouldn't want to rescue your son from a burning building?
Well, you better call the fire department. That's what they're for.
I can't. I've got three strikes.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck on that.
But what are you doing with your dogs that's so important that you can't just let me borrow them for 1 hour?
Goodbye.
You know what? I'm with the Homeowners Association. Shit. That was I Regret Jumping's idea. Rescuing my son. Rest in peace, son. That's the last call.
Hello?
Hey, we're going to be raising your fees, the Homeowners Association fees, because you're being kind of a dick.
Yeah, well, you can go ahead and try that.
Oh, we will be doing it. We don't have to try. I just have to push one
little
button.
What is this called? Raising your... Homeowner fees because you're a dick?
Yeah, pretty much. It's being a dick fee.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Put it right on your account. When you get your next bill, it's going to be higher.
Who is this, by the way? Who's the
guy calling me here?
This is Steve.
Who are you?
I'm Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Steve Dave.
Look, I just wanted to borrow a dog for 1 hour, and you're being kind of a dick about it, so I'm going to raise your fees.
Okay, well.
Look, I'm printing out I'm printing out the fee right now. I just typed it in.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. It's done. It's been printed out. It's in paper. It's in writing.
Good.
I signed it. I signed your name. It's done.
Well, you know what you can do with it then, don't you?
What? Tell me. Oh, he didn't tell me. I'm going to call him back. What? Don't keep me in suspense. Cisco Kid wants me to tell him his dogs are androids. Okay. 007 Asians. Let's see, what do I have left? I mean, I'm done for the night, but I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Holy shit. 15 that did not pick up tonight. So I've got to do more of these soon. I definitely will. Thank you, Max Power, for sending these in. I appreciate your lists. Who would the final boss be, Nunu? There's no final boss. I'm just calling from random 420-6969 numbers. Cody No Name says I could call the initial boss. Okay. Final boss is Taco Bell. Oh, I should have called that golf cart guy from Taco Bell's number. Just to trick him. Trick him a good one. No, I deleted Henry's number. I'm sorry. Thank you, everybody, for listening. All 96 of you on the Mixler and 6 of you on the Shoutcast. That Shoutcast sure is worth setting up, I guess. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hey, calling in. Just wondering if you would be interested.
Yes.
To do a podcast interview with Four Dudes. We get a lot of viewers, and I feel like I could email them and really sell you up.
All right, let's do it. With what, though? What's
What's that?
What's the podcast called?
The Official Podcast.
No, I said, what is the podcast called?
The Official Podcast.
Oh, that sounds important. Okay.
It's super important.
Let's do it right now.
Right now.
Interview away.
I mean, you got to email them. They're so important. You can't just get in touch with them.
Oh, I thought you were with them. I thought you were asking me if I would.
Dude, I wish, dude. What I'm saying is, would you be interested?
Oh, sure. Why not?
They get guests. Yeah, okay. I'll make up the email and I'll send it their way because they get 50,000 listeners per episode. And
yeah,
if I get PLA out to them, sell your show up.
Yeah, so just say you're my agent.
Dude, that's perfect. I'm your agent.
Yep.
I'm the host of the voicemails, and I will sell you up, and I will prostitute you out, and they will totally have you on. It's four dudes, so they just talk about really anything. So
cool. I'll have to give them a listen.
I will send them your way.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Woohoo! I can't wait.
All right, great show, man.
Thanks.
Got to listen back to this.
Yeah, you
totally
should.
Not a voicemail.
Okay.
All right, then. Cool.
Bye, honey.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
It's weird. I can't hang up on people.
Oh, do I have to hang up?
Yeah. Please hang up.
All right, I will. Bye.
Okay. That's what I was saying earlier. That other guy called in, and I could not, I don't know, some weird things going on with my thingy. It's very strange. I Regret Jumping wants some clap sounds. There you go. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. I'm quitting.
Hi, Snowplow Show. It's Tim Riggy.
Hey.
And I just wanted to phone up and say, you know what my favorite part of the Snowplow Show is?
I give up. What is your
when
favorite?
I'm listening to it.
Oh, ha 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 ha.
All right.
Thanks, Tim later. Riggy. Thanks for all your wacky ideas on today's show.
Oh, hey, Brad. I just wanted to call to let you know that I love the idea of using black.
We're losing you. We're going under a freeway overpass.
I feel like that could be really funny if you made them just say wacky stuff.
I wish I knew what you just said.
No. Yeah, and loving the Snowplow Show.
Sounds
dude.
Pretty
it's,
funny.
It's been great lately, and you've been pumping out the shows.
Thanks.
So thanks for all your hard work.
I try.
And, I've been getting lots of laughs. So
I do
thanks.
3 hours of editing for you guys.
And, bye.
Thanks for sending me a voicemail from Dimension X, or whatever that was.
Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck.
Hey, Chris Ellerbeck.
Chris Ellerbeck, Chris Ellerbeck.
That reminds me, I really need to start my own cryptocurrency called Ellerbucks. That'd be awesome.
Hey, Brad, this is Glenn. Hey, please disregard that other voicemail last time. Like,
really?
A little bit, like, really high on coffee right now. And I had a little bit of anxiety because I just realized, holy shit, I'm calling the phone god right now. But,
I guess.
Yeah.
I try to remember to delete it, I guess.
I've been listening to it for almost 2 years now. I'm really good friends with that Max Power guy. He's been sending you a whole bunch of numbers and stuff.
You and the
name
dropping.
And I actually discovered the show together a couple years ago while we were on vacation in Vegas. As well, I also want you to know that if you ever plan on doing any calls with Sheets, any more calls with Sheets, actually, in the future, hit me up, because I'm actually an employee. I forgot to mention, I'm actually an employee with them.
Oh, maybe I've prank called you before.
I could probably get you some good advice on some stuff to do. So, yeah, Cactus, please don't play that other message. See you, man. Bye.
All right, I'll do a bunch of editing just for you. I'll take that out of there. It's not like I just did 3 hours of editing on the live show part. Why wouldn't I want to do more editing? God damn it, Glenn.
Okay, so, it's 7:22, actually. So my call clock, bam, there we go. It is now 7:22, according to my clock. So anyway,
what?
So I just got back from a racetrack. I drove my car on a racetrack, and yada, yada, yada. Had a lot of fun. Blew a gasket. Oops. But I just wanted to, yeah, so I've been listening to a song that you played on a really, really old
22
seconds. Snowplow show called Keyboard Cat by MC Shammers, and it is the bomb. And
yeah,
I want to know what happened to that dude. I whatever happened to MC Shammers?
He's
okay?
Still around. He's on Twitter. I see him on Twitter all the time. He's always posting shit. Personally, I like his Man Meat song the best.
That's the biggest question of the day.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all. That's it.
He's on Twitter.
I hope I make it back home, which is 4.5 hours away. I just started the trip. Let's hope my car survives.
I hope you don't.
And yeah, have a great one.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm going to put a link in the show notes right now to MC Shammers' Twitter. I remember once I went into a chat room, a video chat room, and MC Shammers was in there. And I'm like, hey, Shammers, what you cooking? And it made him laugh. It was the best thing ever. Probably no other person on earth gets that reference, but I don't care. I made Shammers laugh once.
Wait, Brad, you absolute cactus fucker. You cut this off my last voicemail, and don't worry, this is going to be a quick message. It's an important message. Brexit means Brexit. All right, spread the word.
It's probably all that guy. I'm just going to skip past those for now.
Hey, Brad. I'm just calling today because I had a crazy-ass fun dream about you last night.
Whoa.
And I felt like telling you for some reason.
Did you say you had an ass dream about me last night?
Anyways, it's Nico, and I hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later.
What?
Bye.
No details about the crazy ass dream? All right, whatever.
Hey, Brad, you toilet hair.
Hey.
Face man. I'm sitting here eating some goldfish crackers. This is
your recording time is about to expire.
Yeah.
Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
You hear me?
Fuck your fucking system, you fucking cock.
Oh, it's a conference. This one is 3 minutes long. That's the maximum time for a voicemail. I don't want to listen to people have a conference, but thanks for the voicemail.
Yeah, this is me, Cheech. I got all the numbers you need.
Okay.
Any company, any number.
All right.
Let me send them to you. I'll show you how to do it.
You do that, Cheech. Sounds good.
Hey, Roy, it's Masshole Matt here, and just want to say that, you know, obviously I live in New England since my nickname's Masshole Matt, but,
I didn't catch that.
So this past snowstorm, guess what? I didn't have any fucking power. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what I did all day? I just masturbated all day to thoughts, thinking of you.
That's great.
But I couldn't listen to your sexy voice.
You and Nico.
So it was very difficult. And guess what? We're having another fucking nor'easter, so yay! No power still!
I don't care.
Woo! Whatever. Fuck yeah! Bring it on, motherfuckers!
You failed to get me excited about this, but you tried. I hope you got your power back, I guess.
Ha ha!
Oh, that's weird. That's so weird. I just used that sound effect to laugh at that guy for not having power, and then the next voicemail is someone playing it back at me. That's kind of freaking me out. Whoever did that, don't do that again.
Hey, Arby, it's T-Bone checking in from
fucking wizard.
Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Yeah,
it's wanted
all right.
to thank you for featuring our good friend Reaper Badness so many times. That guy is amazing. I listen to his beats.
Everybody should go find Reefer Badness and listen to his other tracks. I'm going to put a link to him in the show notes right now.
Austin, and
while I listen to this.
Thank you, Reefer, if you happen to hear this. And
thank you,
Arby, for doing what you do and being the guy you are. So
I try.
We'll keep doing what we do on the Patreon machines, and hope you keep doing what you do on the PLA radio devices. And,
I will.
Love you so much. Bye-bye.
I'll keep doing it until they make me stop, which probably won't be much longer.
Hey!
Hey!
It's Corbin Guy.
I know.
Did you know that there's a day this month? Yes, it's Rectal Colon Cancer Awareness Day. Exactly. And to support the Snowplow Show, you're going to have to go to the Patreon Snowplow Show.
All of the money
of America
will go to rectal cancer.
And you will not get you will not get rectal cancer. Okay.
Guaranteed.
No rectal cancer. Rectal cancer. Rectal
guaranteed,
cancer,
everyone.
Rectal cancer. I don't know. I'm confused now.
If you get rectal cancer after you've supported the Patreon, I will give you a refund for your previous month of Patreon support. You can't go wrong.
Brad, the reason that the USA Today article...
No rectal cancer guarantee.
Those old-style abbreviations because there's something called the AP Associated Press... style guide for journalists and publications.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, those standards still include those old style abbreviations.
But why?
But why? It makes them look like a bunch of hobos.
It does.
They should really change that. But that's the reason. So now you know.
The internet doesn't use early 20th century state abbreviations. Don't the newspapers want to keep up with the internet? No wonder they're going out of business. That still pretty much just does not answer my question about why newspapers use old state abbreviations. They need to get with the times.
Hi, Brad. I just called to say I love you.
Okay.
I just called to say I love you.
Thanks.
Seriously, Brad, I got you hooked up through my mixer, and I just wanted to get your opinion on how it sounds.
I can't even understand what you're saying, but I understand that you love me, and you just called to say you love me. I'm sorry I'm not playing the remaining 40 seconds of your voicemail. Not even Google Translate could make it out, so I'm giving up on it.
Hey, Roy, how's it going?
Right.
I gotta say, I've been listened to all your stuff, and I've been listening to everything for about 3 months at my work.
Wow.
I was just listening to the dog park. I just had a suggestion. You should probably say that one of the dogs hacked your... Yeah, never mind.
Oh, thanks for...
Yeah, one of the dogs hacked the microchip of another dog, and...
Okay.
And you think that he is a identity thief. Also, one of the things, too, would be that one of the dogs reminded you of your grandpa, and you think that the dog has been reincarnated, and you'd like to hang out with the dog for a day.
Next time I get a dog park list...
Also, another one...
Definitely do all these.
...would probably be that you think that their dog's in the gang because your dog told you that he's been saying to stay off his turf. It's making your dog a little afraid. Cactus, bye.
I will do all of those. I definitely will not forget any of those. You know, I tried to do a show, I think last year, where I tried to convince people that I had hacked their dog chips and I had full control of their dogs. Is that what I said? It was something like that. And it just didn't work out. People didn't seem to believe it. They didn't believe that I could control their dogs through their dog chips.
Answer the phone, goon.
It's a voicemail, dummy. Why would I answer it?
Hey, Brad. It's Pussy Slap. I wanted to know if I could plug my show into your show. If I can, here it is.
You cannot.
It's Mixler.com/Pussy Slap. Kind of do a prank call show just like everybody else. It's almost like a ripoff. But it's not. I try to be original.
Nah,
but it's really hard because Brad in the Snowplow Show is kind of like, you know, The Simpsons.
All prank
Simpsons
calls
done
are
everything.
The same,
like,
really.
You have an idea, and it's like, the Snowplow Show did it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, let me do this.
I've ruined prank calls for everyone.
He's done it all, man. It's hard. But if any of your listeners want to listen to something almost as good,
Mixler.com/pussyslap.
Yeah, Mixler.com/pussyslap. And we'll have a good time. Anyways, but Brad is the best.
Nah.
All right. Later, guys. Bye.
Just so you know, I don't mind if you copy me. I love when people use my ideas. I think every prank call show should copy each other. And I copy plenty of other people. I love doing lunk alarms, and that's Carlito's thing. That's my favorite thing to do, is lunk alarms. And really, I'm just copying the Jerky Boys. We're all copying someone.
So I was listening to old PLA videos,
hey, Max Power,
on YouTube.
I can't leave two voicemails.
A series of pranks that were done from an auto parts store. And on some of the videos, it says phonelosers.org. But the name on the account that the video were uploaded from doesn't say phone losers on it. So
does
I'm
it
just
say
wondering
pranky
what
calls?
The connection was there. And in the description, it says there was some guy named Chuck who was doing those calls. So I just found the videos pretty hilarious, so I just wanted to go ahead and just wonder what that was all about. Anyways, thanks. Cactus.
Well, years ago, Legend had the great idea of putting prank calls on YouTube, and he was doing that before I was doing that, so he put a bunch of PLA stuff on his channel. I didn't mind because it was a good way to promote PLA, but I think he still has all the stuff on his channel, even though I've put all that stuff up too at this point. And then there's just other channels out there that put PLA stuff on their channels. And the thing about Chuck, I think if you go to phonelosers.org/autoparts, I'm going to go there right now. I've probably changed it by now. Yeah, I wrote up a fake story to kind of hopefully keep myself from getting arrested. Because, you know, those auto parts calls, we called the phone company and we tricked them into forwarding their calls to a party line that we could sit there and answer the calls on. So instead of admitting to all of that on the webpage, I wrote, "Hi, my name is Chuck, and I work at an auto parts store in Southeast Kentucky. The job itself isn't so bad, but the moronic customers always coming in and thinking they know shit really gets on my nerves, especially the phone calls. So we started recording the phone calls just so we'd have something to laugh at on slow days. And now I present these phone calls to you. For those who say I need to be fired, let's see you try working at an auto parts store for more than a month." And people believed that. They thought I really worked in some auto parts store, and I was just being an asshole to customers. And then they made fun of me for not knowing anything about auto parts, because I don't. They're like, "How can you work in an auto parts store? You don't even know what a caliper is." So that's where the Chuck thing comes from, Max.
Hey, Brad, it's Gloria. Thanks for, like, the 25 fucking emails yesterday. Like, look at my inbox. I'm like,
sorry.
Why did Brad post 25 shows?
I posted an explanation of this, by the way, on phonelosers.org about what I'm trying to do with the syndicated feeds and stuff and why I'm doing it.
It's fine, though. You're just...
And it's probably going to happen again, because I think I should probably syndicate Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls onto phonelosers.org, too. So be prepared for that. You're going to get another 10 or 12 or how many episodes there are of that.
That at the internet. But on top of that, did you ever think about calling, if you have, like, a church phone directory, you should probably, like, pick one person in that church and, like, make them the target and then call everyone else and say that person needs an emergency exorcism.
Okay.
And that they have to get to the church immediately.
I'll just target some
just, like,
old widow
look,
lady.
Like, just fucking crazy. I mean, do you know how funny that would be? They're like, some random, like, old man that they've known for, like, 45 years who sits in the pew in front of them suddenly has, like, the spawn of Satan and needs, like, an emergency exorcism. And, like, imagine people will show up at the church.
Probably none of them.
You should do it, Brad.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm not forcing you to do
believe
it, but
that.
At the same time, it's like, you have the voice and the energy to do so. But anyway,
okay.
Thanks for the book and everything. I'm still reading through it.
I'm gonna do
and confirm that you are one crazy ass person.
Try not to give away your book
are
this
you a
time.
Person? I don't know. Maybe you're an alien.
I think.
Yeah, that seems more fair. You're an alien. Okay.
I think Gloria's smoking
Bye.
Weed, you guys.
Bye.
Gloria's discovered the weed. Don't smoke every day, Gloria. It's bad for you.
Hi, Brad. It's Stephen Ferroni. Okay. I'm phoning up because in your Hobosode Acid 10, even I have trouble saying that word. You said you're having trouble with the sponsors. You could still do my idea, which was the one about using somebody as your supervisor, so that if the person on the call says, "I want to speak to your supervisor," you'd say, "Oh, that's Ryan Jardina,"
and he's out at the moment. He's returning that awkward moment with Zac Efron to a video shop. The other idea I had was, otherwise, if you want to just use them in a call, maybe. So instead of saying your name is Roy, you say, hello, my name is Karaz. And you could do just that once a show, and that would be the other show's sponsor. So then you could get for at least two a show instead of just one.
That's
okay,
true.
Speak to you later. Right, bye.
Steven is talking about my terrible problem I have with having just way too many sponsors, and there's not enough days in the month to have all of these people be a sponsor of every show. And he's right. I should just be saying, yeah, my name is Nikish. My name is I Regret Jumping. This is Teen Wolf Jesus from the corporate office. Let me transfer you to my supervisor. 6 week tenure.
Hi there. This is 6 week tenure. Can I help you?
No, I'm kidding. There's plenty of normal sounding names in here that I could do that with. But really, I'd have to use last names then, and I try not to do that because of all the crazies out there. Right now is probably the perfect time, though, to mention all of the people who I didn't get to make sponsors last month, back in February, like Brandon R., Kuraz, Boba Bob the Hobo Bob, Thunor, The Real Crazy Kraz, Sim Speak, Robert S., Jason B., David J., King Richard, Brown Magic, Gobi, Sean L., Miguel F., holy shit, there's a lot of them, F in Reality, 2020, Nikki D., Ty A., Jennifer 8 Cacti, The Anti-Chris, Murray K, Julian J, William K, Todd L, Nagler, Fun Society Arcade, and Philip B. And I try to do it so if I don't get to use you as a sponsor this month, I'll use you as a sponsor next month. But even then, I kind of fail sometimes.
Hey, Brad, I'm calling because I wanted to find out about this coin thing in the Patreon. So you said in the show that we can, if we've given over $100 total on Patreon, and you will send us a coin, send that people have done it a coin, and we should put in our addresses on Patreon to make that happen. But there's nowhere to put my address on, man. There's nowhere to do it. And I've sent you an email and did a post on Facebook asking everyone else if they knew what I should do, and I even left a voicemail, and you didn't listen to it because you just listened to the first 5 seconds and then turned it off. But, no hard feelings about that. I just want to know how I can get my coin.
Why did I do that? Was it like, could I not hear it?
If I have to come to your house and take it from you, I will. So, yeah, take that.
Oh, we'll see. You know how many Chinese people I've killed in my life? I will go out there and buy a gun to defend myself if you come around here, especially if you're Chinese. Sorry, I'm picking up bad habits from people I call. I don't know where to put your address on Patreon. I've tried to figure that out myself, but I don't belong to any Patreon campaigns where I need to give my address to them, so I don't have a way to just click all over the place and figure it out myself. I wonder if I could just look in the help file on Patreon, or if it's even a thing you can do. Because I know people can go in there and update their addresses if their address is already in there. So it seems like there'd be a way to put your address in there if it's not in there already. And maybe it's because, like, if you're a $5 supporter, originally I didn't even have $5 supporters put their addresses into the system because I had no reason to mail them things. But recently I changed that, so $5 supporters do need to put their addresses in if they want to. So maybe it's because you joined my Patreon before I did that. You know, I bet a way to fix this might be to change your support level down to, like, $3, and then move it back to $5 immediately after. And that way, it'll ask you for your address. But would that charge you an extra $2 when you go back up? I don't know. It might. So do that one at your own risk. I might be stealing $2 from you if you do that. I don't think so, though, because I raised my pledge on a Patreon that I belong to recently, and it said it wasn't going to charge me until the first of the month. So it's probably safe to do that. Just go down to $3 and then go back up to $5. But don't worry, because I will be emailing anybody that doesn't have their address on there, and I'll make sure you get one. And this year, I'm not going to run out. I'm getting plenty of coins this time around. Last year, I ran out, and I totally screwed some people over. But it's not going to happen this year, thanks to the Kickstarter. I'm getting plenty of coins this time. I'm probably going to be regretting that in 2020 when I still haven't gotten rid of them all. I think that's it for today's episode of the Snowplow Show. Thank you, Kuraz, for being a supporter forever. And thanks everyone else for listening. Thank you everyone in the chat room for giving me ideas today. The live shows always have the wackiest ideas, thanks to you guys. Be sure to add us on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers. On Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. I don't say all this stuff nearly enough. Actually, there's a post in the PLA group this morning by Matthew Young, and he says, can you people share PLA with your friends? The fact that PLA YouTube channel only has 29,000 subscribers and Onage Prank has 4.5 million is such an outrage. It pisses me off. Post it to your wall, email your friends, share the videos on Reddit. I think some of you forget the importance of spreading the word because Brad is so cool. It's true. And doesn't beg people to do stuff like this. I just kind of forget to. Like, by the time the voicemails are over, I'm just like, fuck it. I just want to end this. Got all this editing to do now. Matthew says this is some of the best content out there. I don't know how he's not one of the biggest YouTube channels. There's so many people out there that could be huge fans, but they've just never heard of it. Spread the word. Only takes a few seconds to share. See, I don't feel like I'm begging because I'm just reading Matthew Young's Facebook post. That's all. But I totally agree with him. Spread the word. Someone brought up that my shows take some getting used to because I have long intros and voicemails and news updates, which he loves, but new listeners would probably be like, what the fuck is this? And that's what Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls is all about. I'm trying to skip over all that stuff and just play the best prank calls from the shows. And holy shit, it's been a few weeks since I've done a new Mr. Dabalina show. I need to make a new one of those, maybe tonight. But yeah, tell people about Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls at worldofprankcalls.com. If you don't think they can handle all of my boring rambling on the Snowplow show, because it's true, Adrian, I totally agree with you. I can see why new people wouldn't like this show. That's why I put the prank calls in the very beginning of the shows a lot, to try and trick people into thinking that's what they're going to hear, just nonstop prank calls. And then they're like, oh shit, this is boring. It's just a long intro. It's 15 minutes of intro. But I don't want to change it. I'm doing the show the way I like to do it. Also, there's the main PLA YouTube channel, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. That's the one where I just post the single pranks, the same ones you hear in Mr. Dabalina's. So that's another place you could send people to, get them hooked on the pranks over there, and then hopefully they'll come and check out this show eventually. Anyway, bug the shit out of everybody to listen to Phone Losers. Post it on Twitter, post it on Reddit. I am also pissed off that I don't have 4.5 million viewers on YouTube. This is bullshit. It's taking way too long to reach 4.5 million. If I don't reach 4.5 million by next year, I'm just going to give up and quit. So everyone should definitely share things. I'm ending today's show with a song by MC Shammers. For some reason, the guy in the voicemail likes Keyboard Cat better than Man Meat. So I'm going to play Keyboard Cat. Here it is.
We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough. To have a cat with a keyboard, play these failures out. You cover with the slightest ease, with those Rory bones upon the keys. Play them off one more time, kids. More C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat. A kitty, kitty, meow, meow. Don't get shitty with me, kitty. I just wanna know how. You keep your flow so down, and you keep the crowd so loud. And you keep your fur so soft and fluffy, even when you're pouncing. You barely weigh an ounce, but when I see you bouncing, you can play a tune on the keyboard that makes the sounds of a heaven-sick kitten with no musical bounce. You're the Mozart of cats with a face so round. You're wearing a shirt, but I know humans didn't dress you. You're a smart piece of work, long cat must have blessed you. I confess you're so cute, I wanna take you home. Let you loose on my grand piano, kitty, take the throne. You're the king of the house now, roar out your loud meow. Other feline musicians get on the floor and bow down. Did you just fall down and trip on the floor, man? It's time to face the music, bring it home, keyboard cat. We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough. To have a cat with a keyboard, play these failures out. You cover with the slightest ease, with those furry buns upon the keys. Play them up one more time, key to the board, C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat. It's a yarn when you can play the piano. You were once an outcast, a feline Jesse Spano. Underappreciated and slightly underfed. No one ever gave you a single shred of bread. But then justice was served, your skill was unearthed. An internet phenom was just given birth. Your paws hit the keys and you played. You took out every other internet meme like a disease. Your tune's infectious and we're crying out, please. Please, kitty, kitty, continually hit the keys. You put my mind at rest and my soul at ease. Even if I'm allergic, you won't make me sneeze. Turn the page, you got a note to hit. The world's biggest hairball can't stop what you did. I see you lick your lips like you're ready for more. There's silence in the crowd, the stage is all yours. We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough. To have a cat with a keyboard, play these failures out. You cover with the slightest ease, with those furry buns upon the keys. Play them off one more time, key to the board, C-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat. We see people do the dumbest stuff, which is why it is never enough. To have a cat with a keyboard, play these failures out. You cover with the slightest ease, with those furry buns.
buzz up on the keys. Play them up one more time. Key to the 4-T-A-T, kitty, kitty, cat.
You're calling me a dummy?
Well, you're being kind of a dummy. You're saying, like, you don't even
have to... Who the fuck are you?